There was a time when none of us could have ever imagined that it would ever be possible, let alone allowed, to work from home, that a company would allow you to work from home and even make provision for you to work from home. And many of us are in those situations right now where right after lockdown and everything that happened during lockdown, many of us and many of our managers and bosses started realizing that, hey, my team can actually work from home and still get their work done, still manage to do execute their KPIs, still manage to meet targets. And therefore, a lot of us are starting to enjoy the privilege of working from home. And it excites me, to be quite honest. I, for one, was the type of person who, particularly when I was still a bachelor, I was the type of person who enjoyed working from home, but for a limited amount of time, because I enjoyed the change of scenery of going to the office. But I can understand now, for those who have families, for those who have children at home, why it would be important for you to work from home. And I imagine someone who doesn't have kids, or even some people who have kids that make it hard for them to work from home, might be thinking to themselves, why would you want to do that? Because working from home means that you're working from home with someone who constantly interrupts your workflow. And I can understand that, right? And it's not only for those who have children. I must be very clear about this. I think even for young professionals, young millennials, it's very important, and it provides a lot of freedoms for you to begin to consider, what jobs could I work that would allow me to work from home? I'll make a few examples as to why this is so important for every one of us to start considering. So let's say you're a young bachelor or bachelorette, you haven't yet gotten married, you don't live with anyone, you have that freedom of being able to make decisions and decide what you do with your time and when you do it, right? So for you, it is not, there is no level of importance for you to be at home because of a family member that you'd like to be present for, right? Or even if you're not living at home, you're just living alone, which a lot of us do find ourselves in those situations, even for some of us who live at home. So I want you to consider this for a second. Imagine you have a job that allows you to work from home. And every day you wake up in the morning, you go in front of your computer, you have your to-do list for that day to make sure that all your deliverables are executed for that day. So you can go open your computer, execute all those deliverables, execute all the things on your to-do list, make sure that they're all done. And then when it's time for lunch, instead of you going to stay awake and skinner or talk with your workmates, you can literally just go and take a nap. Right, wake up from your nap and then continue working, which means from that hour long nap, 30 minutes to an hour, you've now regained some energy, you've gained some rest, or you've gone and played some video games just to clear your mind. And then you make a full meal, eat, and then go back to the to work. So you've managed to rest fully. Now, you might have not known this, but there are companies like Google and a lot of companies in China, actually. Even I heard this happens in Huawei, South Africa, where the employees are allowed to sleep and take naps at the office, because the managers and executives have started realizing how important it is to have their employees be replenished and rejuvenated. In fact, at Google, you can even do your laundry at the office, which personally, I feel like this is a service that every company should provide as a standard, especially companies that are big and can afford it. Allow your employees to have a laundry room where they can chuck their laundry, have it washed, and have someone iron their laundry, and they collect it from there and go home. This is something that makes your employees less stressed, and therefore they're able to do more work and they enjoy being at your company. Now, I know that it's very unlikely for companies to do this, especially because if you are from an economy like South Africa, where the jobs are the ones that are in demand and not the employees. So we, the employees, are not the ones in demand. But I hope I'm beginning to sell the idea of how important it is to work from home for many of us, in fact, right? Even not only for those of us who have families. Like, you can imagine if you want to juggle more than one job, how easy it would be if you're working from home, you're able to give somewhat 100% of your time to more than one company because you're at home at a place where you can dedicate this amount of time to this company fully and they pay you your full salary on whatever days they decide you have to work from home, and then you can switch to whatever company you're giving part of your time to. That's something that you can also consider when it comes to working from home. It especially works better when you're juggling jobs if you're working for more than one company, even if you're running a side business. And I don't want to call it a hustle to make it seem informal and inappropriate. But if you have a business that you and your partner are building on the side, you can put some energy into that after you've made sure that you've dedicated your time to this work. And remember that there are rules around working from home. Some companies are more liberal than others. So these are some of the benefits that we need to understand and consider. Being able to rest, being able to take a walk, being able to take some time and just enjoy yourself playing some games. If you have children, then you can just spend some time with your kids during that lunchtime and then go back to doing office work. And be sure to make sure that with regards to your emails, though, you do put in a notification to those who send you emails and expect you to respond immediately that you're taking a lunch break. And it should be in your contract that when you're working from home, you're still allowed to take a lunch break. That's a very important one for them to understand at your work. Just let them know that you're offline taking lunch and then you'll be back at this time. And then from that time onwards, you continue with everything else. So yeah, this is a very important things to start thinking about. So which jobs allow you to work from home? So we can safely say that the jobs that we spoke about last week, we spoke a lot about jobs that are hard labor, that require you to physically be at work. We spoke a lot about those work, which it's jobs that a lot of people try to avoid. So I don't want to discourage you from doing those jobs because they do pay well and they are constantly available. They need more and more people to go and learn how to do physical labor, especially here in South Africa, because a lot of people in South Africa want to do office work. Nobody wants to install solar panels. Very few young people want to, fix cars and fix repair equipment. Very few people, we see those jobs as being a menial labor, jobs that are not suited for those of us who want to be white collar employees. So it's important for us to be mindful of that. However, if you want to work from home, then you'll need to consider other types of jobs like anything in information technology, so the world of IT, whether you're coding, programming, software developer, or you're a computer scientist, or even an academic within that space, then that will allow you to work from home. Or you can be, because remember, if you do choose to become an academic, that means you're doing a lot of research, writing a lot of papers, publishing a lot of books. So that'll also, to a large degree, allow you to work from home. But if you choose to take the route of being a lecturer, then you'll have to be at the on campus on certain days when you need to do classes, when you need to supervise and things like that. So other jobs to consider in terms of working from home is, for example, being a virtual assistant. So you can literally do courses online where you can become someone's virtual assistant who's not even in your country. As long as you have, here's one thing to consider. If you're going to be working from home, you're going to need to have a very good computer that will not struggle and take long switching on if you have a meeting. This is very important. And you're going to have excellent internet. So make sure that when it comes to those things, you do not compromise. Pay the price you need to pay in order to have good internet and let it be fiber. So that even when load shedding happens, it's still on. And you must be with a company and a service provider that whenever your internet is down, they send people to come and sort that problem out immediately. And it does help to have some backup as well. So like a little router that you have at home where you're paying as little as 50 rands a month just to have that basic internet in times of emergencies. So do keep that in the back of your mind, right? but continuing to talk about the job. So you can become a virtual assistant. And then you can also teach online, teaching English online. You can even be a project manager working from home, and then only have certain days when you go out, meet with certain prospective partners, people that you're partnering with in a project, building those relationships, which these days can also be done online. But do remember that if you want to stay ahead of the game and have that magic touch, you might need to get out of the office every now and then and just do your routine visits. And ensuring that people who say things are done are actually done. And on the day of the event or project, you might have to go and physically visit the project. So you can be a project manager, but you're going to need to have days that you sacrifice in order to go there physically. And then there's many other jobs that you can work from home. Like if you're a tech support, for example, if you're a person who does tech support for a certain company, checking to make sure that their systems are functioning well, making sure that their network is properly connected. Another one that I should mention is writing. You can be a writer, blog writer, you can be a script writer, you can, for a TV programs, you can do writing from anywhere in the world, writing for any country in the world, and working from home. It's especially beautiful when you choose a job that allows you to work from home, but also at the same time allows you to work from anywhere in the world. But the one thing I need to leave you with is this. If you're going to choose to work from home, remember that you're going to also have to be responsible enough to make sure that you have the equipment to work from home, and be responsible enough that when it's time for you to work, you are sitting at your desk ready to do that work. So I'm going to leave you with that and ask you that, is working from home for you? Do you think that it's for you? And if it is for you, which industry do you think is best suited for you? And are you currently capable and ready with the equipment that you have to even work from home? Have you invested in internet, fiber? Have you invested in a good functioning laptop that won't fail you at any moment? Have you even considered an office in whatever apartment you rent or home you buy? Have you considered any of those things? Should they be necessary?